and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Well, you can feel the summer's coming, can't you? The kids are about to get out of school. That means trips to the pool. And in Texas, well, there is one pool that stands out above the rest, the one at Balmoray State Park. It's a true desert oasis. Generations of Texans have gone west to cool off in that spring-fed pool near the foothills of the Davis Mountains. And surely some were already planning a trip for this summer, but there's a problem. Here's the superintendent of Balmoray State Park, Carolyn Rose.
We annually close the pool for our cleaning during the second week of May. So during the cleaning this week, a failure was noticed in the wall. It's actually the concrete. It's sort of almost an apron that's over the wall under the high diving board. And what happened was about a fourth of that concrete apron broke loose and it fell to the bottom of the pool.
So now the pool will be closed indefinitely. The Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife will remove the rest of the concrete apron around the diving board and make sure that the deck that holds the diving board is structurally sound. This is, after all, a very old pool. It was built in the mid-1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps.
You know, it's very, very likely that it's just erosion, you know, from, you know, just every year the water is swirling around that area and it just may have, you know, eventually, you know, eroded away enough of the cement that it failed. But that is, again, you know, my speculation.
Superintendent Rose says she couldn't speak to whether seismicity caused by oil and gas activity in the area may have contributed to the damage. It's unclear how long the repairs will take, how much they'll cost, and what this might actually mean for the town of Balmoray. After all, we are entering the high season for tourism there. But what does no pool mean for the few motels and restaurants in the area? For that, we bring in Pat Brialba, a Balmoray native and head of the local Economic Development Corporation. Pat, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you.
What are they telling you about what's going on at the state park?
Well, not much. There was news on the local TV channel, and that's about all the news that we've gotten. It sounds serious. And, of course, for the age of the park itself and that anything structurally could be major and of course, finished in, 38 or 39, somewhere around there.
Right, right.
And so I hope they repair it and they can repair it as quickly as possible.
Well, if the state park is closed for a prolonged period of time, what effect is that going to have on the community's economy?
Well, it really won't have as big an effect as it did in years past, because right now we're in an oil boom, and we're having a lot of drilling area to the north of Balmoray, north and west and east and everywhere in Reeves County.
Have you been personally affected by this boom, or?
Well, yes, we've had. I've had an RV park for years before this started, but I think we've added about 10 RV parks here in the community itself.
Wow, 10 RV parks in the community since this boom started. What about the state park and the importance of that park to the community? Has it been pretty much the same over all these years, or what are you seeing?
Well, it doesn't affect us as much as it used to. The motels now are stay full because of the oil field business, and it's difficult to get a room. Even we usually have one or two festivals throughout the year. Well, people now can't get a motel room to come and enjoy our festivals. So it's really mostly people from Pecos and Fort Stockton that can make a day trip and go home in the evening because there's no place to stay.
I understand you have a snow cone stand. Is that true?
That's correct. We haven't opened yet. We're getting... we've had some health problems, so we're not even sure if we're going to open this year at all. Last year we cut our season short, but we're slowly getting there. But like I say, I have four RVs in my little park behind the snow cone stand, so that helps out.
Yeah. Pat Brialba is a native son of Balmoray and head of the city's Economic Development Corporation. Nice to speak with you on the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much.